Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're always here. We're thanking God for you and you. We ask you to call a friend and tell a friend the Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. Our desire is to bring you the truth from the grassroots level, all listeners to call in and share the biblical experiences so we can all grow thereby. The subject is why Christians need other people. Why Christians need other people. And we'll be having a couple of scriptures from our study and the conversation at John 3:16, and we'll get to Luke 12:16-21. And first we're going to pray. Father, we thank you, O God, right now for each and every one caller. Lord, we ask you to bless the callers as they call in. Lord, we ask you to touch their hearts and minds of their family, their soul. O Lord, wherever they're calling from, Lord, we know you're able to do everything but fail. You say where two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. And we thank you for that, giving us that secret, giving us that insight, oh God, that two or three people, amen, that they have a unity, they have a power, and all the saints and all friends and family get together, amen, and they can do things and move things and encourage one another. And Lord, as we go through, as your Holy Spirit will give us revelation and understanding of this subject. And we ask you to bless it now. In Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen. Welcome again. This is Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host. We're doing a live broadcast, and we thank that for you for being here and here. Call a friend and tell a friend. Dial 1-855-236-2252-1-347-215-8816. Amen. And once you, how we work, once you call in, if you have, when we open up the studio to accept calls, amen, you can press 1 on your phone, then the technician will put you in. We will not give out your name. We'll give you your last, every code and the last 4 digits of your phone number, and you can explain yourself and then talk and share. Maybe you have a dream, a vision, amen, God has given you. Or maybe have some examples about the subject matter, amen. But we thank God for all of you calling in, because it takes you and you to help, amen, this broadcast to be successful. So when you call in, you just push 1. When we say now we're in the studio to take calls, amen, if you like to listen, just listen. Put your phone on speaker as you're traveling or to be walking around the house, amen, and hear all the great men and women of God, amen, whoever you might be. And we praying that God would touch your heart and mind to give you the revelation that he still lives. He still lives. But yet and still, we live in here. We are living here on this earth. Amen. And God wants to show his power in you. He wants to show his power in you. And that's why you are still here. Those of us that accept Christ, amen, the Lord and the Savior, amen. But yet and still, God wants to save more people and deliver them. Amen. And we're starting off with some scriptures right away. John 3:16 is very familiar scripture. Amen. It's quoted all over the world because it is true. It is true. God so loved the world. And that is what we're discussing tonight about the world. That he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever covers a lot of people, believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world. People think the church come around and the Bibles are written to condemn them of their life, but it's not according to Scripture. God sent not his Son into the world. God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him may be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son. And this is the condemnation that has come into the world. And men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. So God's come, and the church is here, is not to condemn people. Amen. To save people through his Son. That's why Jesus is here, to help people through his Son, and his Son, Jesus Christ. And he's the only one that can help people. He's the only one that can help people. And through the leadership and the guiding of the Holy Spirit, amen, we teach and we preach Jesus, amen, because he's the only one God will accept. He's the only one, amen, that God will accept. And once you have it being accepted by Jesus, amen, you can come right on into the kingdom, because the stamp of God is on your life. What we are discussing, many people talk about prosperity this and prosperity this. We want to look at some of the background on prosperity, amen, in a different way, not pertaining to money, because money is just a tool, amen. But we want to show that Christians do need other people. They need other people. We need other people. For example, amen, during this time, I went to the dentist, amen, had an appointment. I got there way ahead of time. I got there, and they said, "Oh, sir, we had canceled that appointment. We call you. You got to come next week." I said, I didn't get a call. Okay, and well, yes, sir, can you come next week? I said, okay. All right, then I came next week, and when I got there, amen, and signed the papers and got in the chair, and you know how they put the scarf on your neck and everything, and the doctor said, the nurse came back and said, he's running an hour late, and I'm sorry, but can you wait another hour? And I said, oh, my God. I said, well, if you can't wait another hour, well, I said, go check with it, make sure. And he said, oh, no, it's going to be, come back, well, another 2 hours. So here at 12 o'clock, I said, come back. I said, okay, I'll come back at 3. Let's get it over with. I want to come back at 3. I came back at 3 o'clock, and he said, I'm sorry, you know, we apologize, but we're going to work on you right away. And, you know, he did a good job, and I didn't feel anything. Amen. He numbed everything up, and, you know, he did a great job, and he finished. Then the manager came in and said, sir, you know, you have been a very valuable customer. We apologize. We're going to give you a special gift by bleaching your teeth for nothing. We're going to do all this for nothing. Amen. Just because, amen, you did these things for us, and we apologize for doing that. So we're saying this now. Now watch this. God doesn't want us to isolate ourselves, and Jesus made a statement in the Gospel of St. John, the 17th chapter. And Jesus was praying, and he was talking to God. And he said now, in the 13th verse, 17th chapter, amen, he said, now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, even I am not of the world. I pray not that thou should take them out of the world, but thou should keep them from evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. And you know, when Jesus, when I read that, St. John 15 and 17 chapter, he said, I pray not that I should take them out of the world, but that they should keep them from the evil. And I said, why Jesus praying and ask God, don't take us out of the world? You know, when you come to Christ and your mind be settled and you're so happy, you feel peaceful, amen, and you know, you don't want to be around that what you used to be. Your mind is slowly graduating and you're slowly coming out of the mental process of what you used to be in. Amen. That's why Paul said, when a person come in Christ, old things are passed away. Behold, all things becoming new. Amen. So you begin to get a new outlook on life, a new outlook on problems. Amen. Now you see here, Jesus said, no, don't take them out of the world. So when you're in the world and he doesn't want us. Now, I could have said when I went to pick me a dentist, you know, everybody's saved. Everybody's a Christian. Everybody believes in what I believe in. Now, how many different dentists you know? Amen. Or let's say you go to a restaurant or you go to a fast food store. How many stores and restaurants that you want to go in and sit down and say, sir, what do you believe in? What do the cook believe in? Who do all of this? What y'all believe in? Because I want to come here and shop here. I want to come here and eat here. But I want to make sure everybody in this place believe what I believe, talk the same talk I talk. Now, what type of life you think you'd be going through? Every place you go, amen, you might find one place that you might be able to really go to and find, or you might hibernate yourself, and even probably would be a miserable life, a miserable life. So when I went to this dentist, I didn't ask them, amen, they spoke another language, but they was masters in their skills. They're masters in their skills, so I went there for their skills. They're nice people. That's what brought me back. They got a reputation of doing a great job and skills, and so that's what brought me back. Many of you go to different places. They have good cooks. They have good restaurants, good hotels. But you don't go around and try all you can. You go in there for their skills and their talent. And this is the part of what God wants us to see when we love everybody. God loved the whole world. He loved the whole world. But he don't like their social. He doesn't like their social, amen, they show social habits, their social ways. And there are many people today, they're missing out on opportunities for jobs. They're missing out on opportunities, amen, for health care, amen. They're missing out opportunities because of the fact they have been taught to isolate themselves, amen, and be not a part of this group, not a part of that group. And somehow they're struggling financially, they're struggling in happiness, amen, because they're judging people. God doesn't want us to judge people. He doesn't want us to isolate ourselves. Amen. When Adam and Eve came up on the world, amen, Adam, God was with Adam every afternoon talking and sharing with Adam. Amen. And one thing God knows, once you sit down and fellowship and talk with him, amen, and you pray, amen, and meditate and read your Bible, as you come before your spirit, come before God. You know, when you pray and read your Bible, amen, your mind and spirit open up to God. Everything you're thinking about is Christ. And you come up before God, and he's in you. St. John 4:4, amen. He says that 1 John 4:4, amen. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. And don't you know you come up before God? He knows your needs. He knows your desires. And he told Adam, he said, now, Adam is not good. It's not good that you should be alone in this world. is not good. And God sees those of us, amen, God sees our desires. He knows our hearts. He knows our heartbreaking problems we're going through. He knows the stress that we're dealing with, amen, because you come up to him. And what he does, he begins to work situations, work things around, amen. And sometimes it takes some little trials and tribulation to get you to do what he asks you to do. Amen. It comes how he works. He works in your conscience, in your mind. Your mind begins to tell you or drive you towards good things. Amen. Something he wants you to do. Amen. But yet and still you say, no, I don't want to do it that way. I don't want to be involved with those people. I don't want to be involved in that situation, you know. And God works. He works. Now, look at this for example. Amen. This way, your social, amen, surroundings is a blessing to you. Naaman, amen, with the captain of the Syrian host. Amen. He was a leper in the Old Testament. He was a leper. And his servant told him, his servant says, Master, there's a prophet called Elijah. And why don't you send for him? Why don't you send for Elijah? He does good. He'll help you in your sickness. Amen. His servant told him, his servant got him healed. And talked to him and talked him down. He was sure he was a captain of all of the hosts. Yeah, he had men, but he was sick. And so his servant, the people that was around him, amen, his servant talked to him and got him and got Elijah. Elijah came and came by, and Naaman talked to Elijah, and Elijah said, well, he just gave him instructions. And don't you know, the captain got all upset. He said, wait a minute now, hold it. I know how church, today he would say, I know how church prophets work and pastors work. They didn't send me the oil and tell me to pray over myself. No, I want the pastor to come to my house. You know, they don't know who I am. No, he didn't do that. He didn't do that because she talked with him and said, Master, look at yourself. In other words, you know, I'm just paraphrasing. Master, look at yourself. You're a leper. You know how a leper, your skin break out all over you. You can't get in a social group. You just have a bad odor all over yourself. And they got to isolate yourself. Now, this man is known. He's known. He got good following. That he's not a liar. Go down to Jordan. Go down to Jordan, Master, and dip down there. I know that water not. I know that water don't look too good. Don't worry about it, Master. But we talking about getting rid of this thing that you have. Amen. 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 So your surroundings, they might not be too godly for you. Think so. Amen. But God wants you to be there. They can help you. They can help you. Christians, we need other people. We need other people. Amen. So don't go around judging and pointing things. So God might want to bless you with a new job, a new home, a new family. Amen. But you don't draw lines. A husband, a wife. But you don't draw lines. You know, this is what I want. So think about that when your lights come on. Think about that. Who out there working on the light pole? Or who working on the technician? Who got your cell phone on? Everybody want a cell phone. Who sold your son the cell phone? Amen. Think about that. Who cooked your last hamburger and hot dog and barbecue? Think about those things. Who handling all this food that come to you? Amen. The different drinks and things that you get. And the store that you love to go to. God want us to love people. Amen. Amen. In a social area, if you go in and show the love of God, show the love of God like Jesus, and we're going to open up the lines, amen, like Jesus was sitting there in Canaan, amen, and there was a wedding going on. He came in, and his mother was sitting there. And she told, and the servant said, told his mother, we out of wine. And she said, Jesus, go tell Jesus, amen, that we out of wine and we need some more. And whatever he tell you, you do it. Whatever he tell you, you go ahead and do it. And the servant now, Jesus' mother, Mary, and the servant is the one that did the work. The servant was the one. He was the one that did the work. Amen. That was the first beginning of Jesus' miracles. He worked it through other people. Amen. And that's the second chapter of John. Amen. And when they was in the third day, there was a marriage in Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there, and both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, his mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. And Jesus said unto her, woman, what does have I to do with thee? My hour is not yet come. But his mother said unto the servant, not to the disciples, not to the servant, whatsoever he say unto you, do it. Amen. So it's good. Amen. It's good. We got some saved brothers and sisters, you know, just coming to Christ. They disobedient. They think they all, you know, they don't need to do this. They don't need to be a part of being a servant. Amen. God called us all to be servants. Jesus was a servant. Amen. To do anything, to help anybody. Be encouraged. Amen. But don't you have to humble yourself? You have to humble yourself. Amen. Let God fight your battle. Amen. And so this Dennis, amen, I could have got upset. I thought about it, and I said, well, you know, okay, I'm going to go back because I want to get these teeth straightened out. And, you know, and it's kind of Holy Spirit kind of like, you know, humble yourself down. I kind of, they didn't look at me like I was going to blow my top, but, I, you know, I just took my time and went out and came back. And God bless me for being humble, amen, and peaceful, amen. So don't get all upset with other people because you don't know how God going to bless you. His ways is not our ways. His thoughts is not our thoughts, amen. So don't put out people because of what you think they believe in. Christians, we have the upper hand, and we have to show the love of God. And when we show the love of God, it radios out. And God can use people to help you. You don't know who. Like Jesus said one time, and we'll finish up with this, amen, that when that we're going to open up the phone lines here, amen, when he told a parable about the sheep and the goat, amen. And they was these people, all of them was talking about, well, Lord, if we didn't know you were sick, we would have fed you. We know you was hungry. And Jesus said, when you did it to the least people, when you see people that are hungry and sick, amen, need clothing, and you have it whereby you won't put yourself outdoors, and amen, you won't be starving yourself. First, you got to take care of your own house. Then if you have to give what you can have, amen, available, then you can give to others. And also, information, amen, information is also powerful. You might not have things, but you learn. There are other groups out there who specialize in raising funds and raising money to help people. Specialize, amen. They might not be of your belief, but they believe in giving to people. They believe in giving to the poor. They believe in giving shoes and clothes and helping people. Amen. So they specialize in that. So this is why you can't isolate yourself. You just can't say, well, you know, God save me and God bless everybody else. No, you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that because you're going to find yourself in big trouble with God. God doesn't want people. Amen. He doesn't want people to isolate themselves and be selfish, because you can cause problems in your own life. Amen. There was a rich farmer in the 12th chapter of St. Luke. Amen. He had so much land, and he had a great bumper crop. And he said in the 12th chapter of St. Luke, in 18th verse, and he said, this is what I will do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and I will store all my fruits and goods, and I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast done good. Lay up for the many days. Take thy ease, eat, drink, and be merry. For God said unto him, thy food, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasures for himself and is not rich towards God. Helping other people be make you rich towards God. Make people think about you, amen, when you never thought they were thinking about you just by helping others. Amen. We're going to open the phone lines now. Amen. The studio is open. Those who might have experienced something and God has shown you something, amen. We're hoping that, as always here in Doctrine of Truth, that we can help through the Holy Spirit and God. Amen. Your examples and things that you have gone through. All right. We have area code 850. Last four digits is 2337. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop.
God bless
you. Good evening. It's wonderful. That's a good topic. I got something here from Proverbs 3:27.
Okay.
And it says, withhold not good from them to which it is due, when it's in your power of thy hand to do it. Say not unto thy neighbor, go and come again, and tomorrow I will give, when I had this in thee.
Mm-hmm.
If I be able to be kind to people, I don't really know what the spirit is if I already done passed judgment. See, I strive not with a man without a cause, if he have done thee no harm.
Mm-hmm.
I have to remember that. Because, you know, down in the city of my soul, I could look at somebody, and if I'm in the world thinking, I could be already done pre-judge this person. Or look at this person, so I know this person going to treat me bad. I know, I don't know anything. Because I have to try the spirit and do the best I can. And then I have to remember what Jesus said, you know, I got to treat my neighbor like I treat myself. If I don't want it done to me, then I shouldn't do it to nobody else. And I tell my children that all the time. Excuse me. If I want to be righteous, look at somebody else's shoes, and you don't really know where they done been in them shoes. So you just treat every person and give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yes, sir.
And just keep going and keep praying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's
very
all I got.
Good. Very. All right. That's a lot. You got to start it here. God bless you. Amen. That's for the spiritual warfare is in the mind, and that's one thing. When I came into Christ, amen, I had to reevaluate, amen, that everybody didn't have a devil. Amen. When I got saved and praying for, I ran across somebody who had possessed, and it just throwed me all mentally, all types of ways, and everybody I see that came up, and it was jumping in my mind, well, that person got a devil, and the Holy Spirit had to straighten me out. See, everybody ain't got no devil. Amen. That's mental warfare there. All right. Area code 954-4427. Area code 954-4427. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop. God bless the program. You know, Bishop, you talked about the patience you had earlier and how having that patience, you were rewarded unexpectedly, you know, and it became a blessing. You know, that's something that every believer, every child of God has got to got to master. You must master patience. You will never be able to understand the teaching of the word or be able to work the word in your faith if you don't learn patience first. Patience is the first thing you need to learn to do if you're going to strengthen your faith or if you're going to walk by faith. And I always felt that I was forced to be patient, and I was thankful for it. At the time, didn't see it that way, but mm-hmm. through all my medical surgeries and the times bouts I had with gout, it forced me to be patient because there was nothing that I could do myself but be patient and wait on the Lord to heal me and help me recover. And while I was doing that, I stayed in the Word. I kept my mind in the Word, kept studying the Word. And the combination of the two, knowing that when you're being patient, it's preparation time. And that, using that patience, because I couldn't do anything else, as a preparation time, eventually I discovered contentment. And all of that came through patience. So while you have patience, you stay in preparation mode by staying in the Word. You will find contentment, and when you find contentment, a whole new world of faith will open up to you, because now you know that you can trust and depend upon God. If you be patient, He will always give you a way out. He always bring the answer to you, but you will never get it until you master the patience itself.
Mm-hmm. Very good, very good. That's a deep subject. Amen. Patience. Mm-hmm. Amen, and I know you're speaking to a man who's been through a lot, can handle that, and share that with us, and I thank God, because, I was going through with the dental. I really didn't think. I said, well, I'm going to let God handle it. I need to have this done. I'm going to let God handle it, and I was very surprised to get that rewarded with that. Amen. So those of us that's listening, you're going through something, stay in the Word and stay, amen, humble to God. Amen. Amen. Very good. Very good. All right. Amen. We have some good direction here, and we're talking about the world. We're talking about the world, and they specialize in what they do, and they're the ones God using, amen, regardless of what religion they're in. If they are not in a religion, amen. So don't get sight shut. Don't get sidetracked or get narrow minded here, amen. About the world, God love everybody. If we want to be able to live in this world, amen, just happy and peaceful with our neighbor. And you know how the community changes today. Those of you don't know, you can't control the person who stay next door to you. Amen. But Jesus said, love your neighbor. Amen. Love it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All right. We're going to continue. As always, you can press 1 on your phone, and our technician will put you in. And we have some beautiful examples and insight is coming forth. Anyone else have anything? All right. We have an area code 305-4271. Area code 305. 4271. God bless you, Dr. Unaya.
God bless you, Bishop.
God bless you.
I was enjoying myself. I almost missed the program. Listen to everybody. That's interesting. You know, Jesus, he told his disciples, he says, now I am the light of the world.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but I no longer the light of the world. You are the light of the world. And see, that's the connection right there between God's people and the world. See, the whole world is full of darkness. And if you and I don't let our light shine, you understand? They'll never see Jesus. Amen. And this is the purpose. This is the purpose. See, oftentimes we consider things that we don't know that God is already up on it. You see, we respond to a lot of things that we shouldn't be responding to. See, what you have to do is just let your light shine. And a lot of like bugs come to the light, don't they? And I didn't mean to put it that blunt just like that, but it's true. In this world, you let your light shine, people never knew you. They'll walk up in your presence, you see, because God wants to use his servants. You see, it ain't no second guessing it. This is why Jesus said that you'll suffer. You see, you'll suffer, but it's not for you. It's his cause. You see, you'll suffer because of him. Amen. Because he gave you the light. I'm serious. He gave you the light. And you'll find people that will come, and they don't know how to approach it because, like what was that Paul said? He said, we therefore do bear the marks of him in our bodies. In other words, people see the mark. They don't know how to make the connection. And sometimes people come and don't really care about you, but they got this burden, and the Spirit is what's saying, go talk to Bishop. Go over there and talk to that man right there. For some crazy reason, they stumble in your presence. If you think about it, you said, now, this had to be a setup. So I just want to say, that's really late. You got to what? Do just like the apostles, that first bunch, you see. They wondered about Jesus until they couldn't do without him. Amen. And then when he said, I'm going away, it was heartbreak. You see? But then he promised, and that's what we live off of. We live off the fact that he promised to see about us. He promised to deliver us. And I like whatever Brother Hester was saying, but I was kind of laughing at him. I said he talking about patience now, but he just got in a place where he couldn't do no more listen. And that's what God does. That's his great love for us. You see, you get in a situation, and you just think the devil done won, but God put knowing you all the time. He put you. You got there. In your mayhem, you got there, but God said, now he'll listen to me. You see what I'm saying? So so our relations with the world is just do what the old-time preacher been saying. Just walk with him. Talk with him. You know what I'm saying? I was saying the other day, I told him, I said, the people got to come on the Bible study, and you hear the Lord speak out to them. So this is what he needs. He needs soldiers, you see, in on the battlefield. That's what I want to say.
All right, very good. I had a little chuckle there. I always, me and my wife, we go out sometime, and I try to find a place in the restaurant with nobody at. We sit down and talk and get away. And next thing you know, like I picked the wrong spot every time.
That's right. There they come.
Amen. I guess the light so shining, they don't know.
Yeah,
everybody
wants to
see any problem. You don't know who it is. We always
Bishop,
say,
I tried to hide. You hear what I'm saying? I have issues that I was embarrassed. I have tried to actually hide. And I was at the service station one day, and this man, he was I think he was asking for handouts, you know. And so I didn't even talk with him. So so he walked up to me and said, hey, you a preacher, ain't you? I looked at him. I said, yeah, I am. So then I had to deal with it that the Spirit had already said to me. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't want to be bothered with him. So
that's
I said to him, I said, you know what? You don't have no business me out here bumming. I said, you know more than you let on it. And I know the Holy Ghost just exposed him. Isn't that so?
Mm-hmm.
And this is what Jesus is saying. You'll get in more trouble because you are light. You can't hide.
Yeah.
You don't want to be bothered sometimes. He done already told you up front what the deal is. And you know, we sometimes like that, but we don't want to be bothered. But dumb people, God put a lot in our hands. Even sometimes you just give them a big smile, and the Holy Ghost will take it and pierce their heart. You see what I'm saying? So that's what I wanted to say.
All right. Very good. We are rolling along pretty good, and amen, always, amen. And on the inside of things, those of us have our heart desires, amen. I know a couple of things came up, and man is talking about coconut water. Amen. And the next thing I know, I begin to ask people around, and he said, don't you know coconut water, it cleanses all the kidneys and cleanses all your system out? And it flashed back on me as I met some men when I was on a tour in the islands that those guys drank all of that because they were doing wrong to wash their system out before they get a test. And then I heard about mangoes, you know, and all these different things about mangoes and garlic, how they go against cancer, and all these different things. And God put all this out there to help his people, and he bring other people to us. Amen. That's to help us and prosper us. That he can also make somebody walk up to you and tell you where things are, to go buy something, or you can have this. So, amen, we don't isolate ourselves. We just keep yourself mindful. Amen. Let God use you. Amen. He'll bring things to you. Amen. Like he told Peter. Amen. Peter, you got to pay your taxes. He told Peter where to go. Where to go find the money. Amen. All right, we're going good. We don't want to lose out anyone. They have something real hot they want to say right away, and everything we've been listening tonight, and the day or whenever you want to review this program, wherever you might be, and call a friend and tell a friend, amen, Doctrine of Truth is on the air. And you can also go back and visit the website, amen, that we have, www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org on our web page, and you can click on media, and you can find us on Facebook, amen, and Ustreaming, you can go and put in the Jesus Christ International Ministries and catch some programs that have been live through the church programming on every Sunday, amen, wherever you might be. Amen. So, prosperity is following what God, through his Holy Spirit, he has ways and means to direct you to your needs. All right, you can press 1 on your phone, and our technician will put you back in. Amen, those of you. Amen. We're getting close now, but we have studio full, but if you want to like to say anything, if not, okay. 850, area code 2337. All right?
Yes, sir. I was just in here looking about being transformed. Be transformed.
Mm-hmm.
And as I look at that, I got to be transformed in Christ, not into the world. Because I could easily fool myself in thinking that I could really do something. And I really can't do nothing because I don't have the power to do anything without Christ. And when I look at my neighbor and I look at myself, I ask myself, you know, am I treating people the way I want to be treated? Because when you lay out the table and you look at everything, and at the end of the day, could I sit back and relax and let the Holy Spirit just come in and just enjoy life, or do I stay on the edge? I got to run and do this. I want to be so important. I ask God to direct my path. Let me be the man that he wants me to be and not the man that I want to be. When you ask God to renew your mind and renew your spirit and keep you, you got to be led by the Holy Spirit. That's the only way to go. Because if you're not led by the Holy Spirit, then you're operating on free will or whatever kind of will. You're not operating biblically. You're not operating on God's will. So I have to ask the Lord to help me. See, it's like this. God is the head of my life. Then come me and my spouse. And then I can help somebody. But if I ain't got no Jesus, I ain't got no peace. I can't help nobody because I can't even help myself. I'm lost. And I don't want to be lost. That's the reason why I ask God to let me treat people the way I want to be treated. But don't nobody want to be treated bad. Not in their right mind. And be so
all right.
peaceful. Yes, sir. That's it.
All right. All right. God bless you. When Jacob prayed for his family members, amen, he gave them all something different. You know, same thing with Moses, because God wants us all to be connected and dependent on one another. God wants us all to be connected and dependent on one another. He don't want us like Eve. Adam is dependent on Eve, because Eve is a helper. Amen. So we depended on our brother and our sister. So the world, amen, there's somebody that can climb these poles out here and hook up that electricity. Amen. I can't do that. If I get it fried like a piece of bacon, amen, if I get up and try to do that, because I don't want. So God wants us to be on the edge. He wants us to be that we can get out and move around. The Lord spoke to me one time in church, early part of the ministry. Amen. We had a place and we expanded. And he said, "You're being content." I said, "Lord, I'm being content." But the church is packed. We got ministers. He don't want us to be content because the enemy can come in. Amen. He wants us to always be on the edge of doing something. The people that live the longest, you look at all the history. Amen. They didn't sit down like this farmer did when he got his retirement lined up. He thought, amen, there's no such thing as retirement in the Bible. Moses worked in his later years. Amen. If we move around and try to help people, amen, connecting to people, that's what makes you happy. Connecting and helping people, that'll give you the joy of the heart. Amen. All right, we want to continue now. We don't want to. I don't want to talk much now. We'll always let you and we share from one another. Anybody else can push one on the phone. Amen. Those that call in the first time that are listening and want to be a part of the program, all you have to do is push one now. And area code 954-4427. Last four digits. Yes, sir.
Yes, Bishop. I just wanted to. Elder Gary there said something which was very true. The Lord positioned me in a place where I could learn to hear from him and to know his voice and to hear him whether I was home alone or out in public. I did learn how to hear and know his voice. And, you know, Bishop, I heard the Lord loud and clear just before I left Florida, and it was one of the biggest trying of my patience that I had. And you know, you talk about the people we go to do business with, and I was dealing with a mechanic and a godly man, and when I met him, often he enjoyed my testimony and was always told him, listen, come to me and I'll work with you and help you. If you have any problem with your automobile, I'll help you because, man, you've been through enough already. Well, that where you go when you're talking about the people you're dealing with. You go for them for their skills and their services, but who are they really? And it turned out that this particular man turned out to be one of the worst things for me because he used my car and wrecked the car, and the damage was so bad that the car had to be totaled. But he didn't want to claim it. He didn't want to take ownership of the damage he did. And you know, I had went downtown to take out paperwork on him and everything, and the Lord told me, I heard him just as clear, and this is what he ought to say. I had heard the Lord so much during the times that I was recovering through so many medical things that I heard him loud and clear. He told me, don't do anything. And I said, don't do nothing. Mm-hmm. And it was one of the toughest trying of my faith that, it really tried me because, you know, you don't want people to think they're taking advantage of you, but I know, mm-hmm. I know I heard the Lord told me not to do anything. And so I had to bite my lip, and I didn't do anything. And I'm telling you, God turned things around in a wonderful way that I have no regrets. But you're right. When you learn how to listen and hear the voice of the Lord, and then you got to obey, that's no greater test of your faith than to obey when you. When you're inside, you know that you want to do something, but you just obey the Lord. But you got to be able to hear his voice and know that that's him talking to you, and you want to obey him. So that's what being patient about. He puts you in a place where you learn to know his voice, and once you know his voice, then whatever he tells you, then now you got to be obedient to it.
Amen, amen. I think it's opened up a whole new, might be opened up a new subject as the Lord lead us, amen, because when people hear the voice of God, especially when you're dealing with business, amen, and some type of opportunity, if you want a job or a house or a car, even marriages, young people looking for a husband and wife, and they're trying to choose who or what to do, and they know the voice of God. They know the voice of God. Amen. And they tell them no, yes, no, yes. Do this and do that. Amen. That's graduation. All them apostles, and God told Peter, go down to the fish mouth. Amen. Go down and get the fish. Stick your hand in. And a lot, you can't share it with everybody. And I can go through that. Amen. Oh, my God, I jumped the Holy Spirit. Got me talking about gold here because the Lord told me about gold. In 1980-something, I started sharing it. And, Lord, have mercy. Them devils talked me out of it. They talked me out of it. Anyway. Amen. Once you hear and know the voice of God, amen, it's going to mean more to you than money. More to you than money. That's what the man told me. He said, listen, what you're going through, go on through, because it's going to be more to you than money, because knowledge is powerful. God, Word, God know everything. All right, we can take one more caller, amen, because then we'll get ready to go in prayer. Amen. We always like to pray for those that are trying to decide. Amen. If you want to be a Christian, you have to start out, amen, believing in your heart. Like St. John 3:16, 16:17, amen. The world is condemned already, but once you believe in him, amen, God can bring you out of that condemnation, amen. And through him, and the whole world learning about Christ and Christianity and fellowshipping with your brothers and sisters, amen, it comes a whole new world of joy and understanding. It might seem like it's challenging, but it's not, because you got God on your side. Amen. If I didn't know God, so we have to be patient. Amen. And I'll fight your battle. Those scriptures that you hear back and forth from people talking, or script that the Holy Spirit will bring it to your remembrance. Amen. All right. I guess we better go into prayer. Anybody would like to pray right now? Amen. Press 1 on your phone. Whatever the Holy Spirit desire to you to pray about. Okay, we're going back to our first call, 850-2337. God bless you.
Once again, Father God, we come before your presence. We thank you, Lord, for a good topic tonight. We pray, Lord, that we could treat our neighbor as ourselves. We thank you for Bishop, his wife, each and every listener. Lord, as we pray for each and every individual, Lord, that we entertain in a day, that we not pass judgment on, Lord. We just look at them as we look at ourselves. And, Lord, whatever the Spirit tells us to do, we just be obedient. Lord, we humble ourselves. I humble myself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he might excel in due time in my life. Each and every person on the sound of my voice, bless their hearts, bless their family members, bless each and every one of them. In the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. All right, we can take another caller. Amen. 305-4271. 305.
Yeah, Bishop, I request even prayer for my family. My 32-year-old niece died. So we
right.
solicited in prayers for that part of the family. And today we ask the Lord to have mercy, especially on the younger people. We ask the Lord to make it so that all will know that we are going through a time of shaking, and the Lord is trying to wake us up because he's soon to come. So now we ask God to favor this program, that people would just some kind of way stumble in on the conversation. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the glory and honor. Amen.
Amen. All right, you have any prayers? All right, 954-4427. God bless you.
Lord God, I pray for this program that people would tune in, Father God, that they may learn and hear testimonies, that they will strengthen their faith walk. Father God, that they will set aside time to hear and learn and understand, to know your voice, Father God. Know it, Father God, that they will obey and strengthen their faith, that you would guide them, Father God, through all the troubled times in their lives, and that, Father God, that they can give honor and praise to you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you all for the wonderful prayers. Amen. Those of you who would like to share this broadcast again, if you get a computer, amen. You can go to our website, www.jciministries.org, www.jciministries.org, and as well, you can go to Blog Talk Radio and look for Doctrine of Truth with Bishop Poole, Doctrine of Truth with Bishop Poole, and you can see all the listen to all the programs that already been recorded, even like the one tonight. Now we ask, Lord, in the name of Jesus the Christ, amen, out of Psalms 92, amen, to all of you. We ask for the bereaved families. God, give them strength in time of problems like this. Amen. Another pastor, his son had, I understand, his car had hit him and jogging. Amen. And run him over. And we ask for strength for that family. Amen. God, give us strength in time of situation like this. Lord, you say you be with us always, even to the end of the world. And Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit strengthen us, oh God, to meet our every need if we come before you. Psalm 92, 12 through 15. Amen. Lord, we pray right now, oh God, that Lord, that you will give them 118:25. Save now, oh Lord, I beseech thee, save now. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen.